The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Thursday morning. Does this child have far to go? You know the old poem, right? 1 minute after the hour central time here, for those of you just getting up and at them, we've got a couple of guests today. Clayton Llewellyn from Heaven's Harvest Foods going to be on today, as well as Lucas Miles. He is a pastor. We'll be talking about, oh, believe it or not, woke Jesus, how the false Messiah is destroying Christianity. It's going to be an interesting show. It's all brought to you by the Power Mall, which, by the way, if you donate on the website, it says you're making a donation to the Power Mall because that's what funds our show. So rest assured, when you see that pop up on your credit card that says the Power Mall, it's your donation is going to fund the show. Just remember that. My books are on sale this week, 20% off. You can see them on the website on thepowermall.com. For those of you who are calling by phone, my first book, The Credit Restoration Primer, in its fifth edition, teaching you all my tricks on how to clean up your credit. This is something I actually got from attorneys, and it was in its raw form. And once I got done finding out exactly how the letters worked, I embellished them and made some modifications and wrote a book about it. Back to first book was an 8.5 by 11 workbook that actually was spiral bound. And that graduated into the book it is now. But all my trade secrets are in there. That's the first book. The second book is Clouded Titles. That's 432 pages of jam-packed information about how this entire foreclosure mess started back in 2008 with the advent of securitization. The third book was the Quiet Title War Manual, which I co-wrote with California Attorney Al West, talking about quiet title actions, when and how to do them with samples. And, of course, the fourth book was the FDCPA, The Paradigm Shift in Foreclosures. So understand a lot of people have made money off of that Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, but keep in mind the statute of limitations is 1 year. So if you want the goods on that, and then you have to show under the case, the 2016 case Spokio versus Robbins, how you were harmed, caused you financial harm. Then you got a case. Got to have Article 3 standing in order to be bringing that kind of a federal action. But see, if you don't know what you're dealing with, and you can't analyze it, we need the information to do it, which is why I wrote the book. So there you have it. Also at the Power Mall this week, 10% off North American Urban Spice products, Silver Botanical products for all of you that use the natural roll-on like I do, and the spray deodorants, the refill bottle, all that good stuff, 10% off. 10% off Topperson, 16-ounce, 1-pound pump bottle as well. We have free newsletters if you go to the Power Mall or thepowerhour.com. Click on the newsletter tab and sign up. We have a community tab on the forum as well, where you can go and prayer requests also to the community tab. And anybody's got a prayer, you can definitely do that. We prayed for Kimberly yesterday. I hope she's doing better. We all had a big amen to that. So let's see what else we've got going on here in today's top five news stories. Let's see. As a follow-up to the discussion on this frequency technology, some like Deborah Tavares are calling it frequency warfare. And we managed to get an email in yesterday about stopthecrime.net, which is her website. And basically what she is saying in this emergency frequency warfare emergency broadcast system flyer. This test may not be what you think. And so, you know, obviously I had a chat with somebody that's in the know, that's got connections into the Department of Homeland Security of sorts. And here's the thing. I put a solution to all of what Deborah Tavares was talking about here, because there is a U.S. patent, Ehrlich et al., which we are attaching to the email blast. You can open it up and read it. It is dated August 31st, 2021. That's the date of the patent filed with the USPTO. That's the Patent and Trademark Office. System and methods for anonymously selecting subjects for treatment against an infectious disease caused by a pathogen, period. The system comprises a plurality of electronic devices comprising instructions to generate an ID, and when in proximity of another such electronic device, one or both electronic devices transmit and receive the ID to and from the other electronic device. Then a score is generated based on the plurality of such received IDs. Additionally, based on information received from a server, relevant treatment instructions are displayed to the subjects based on the received information and their score. The server comprises instructions for sending to the plurality of electronic devices the information to be displayed with the relevant treatment instructions. Additionally, the server and or the electronic devices comprise instructions to generate a prediction of likelihood of a subject transmitting the pathogen based on the score of the subject. And of course, there's a chart. So understand what the intent was in August 31, 2021, was to be able to track and monitor those that were infected with COVID. So apparently, as part of her dissemination of material on technology warfare, and this emergency frequency warfare flyer is 16 pages long, describing what is going to happen with the test. And of course, backdoor access to your wireless device has been secretly granted to create a blacklist of individuals to target because you're politically incorrect or you commit wrong speak or targeted individuals, according to Deborah, for many years have been tracked, monitored, injured, and murdered from frequencies from many devices, including but not limited to cell phones. So rather than sit there and freak out and have an, oh my God, what am I going to do moment, I put a solution down. Not all of you, like what I'm holding in my hand right here, right now, from, let's see who makes this. It's Mission Darkness, all right? This is a Faraday bag right here. Oh, I can't afford a Faraday bag. Well, I'm going to tell you what to do. Take your phone on October 4th, which is this coming Wednesday, because we're on Thursday now, so 6 days from now is the big day. Yeah, on October 4th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, turn off your cell phone and either put it in one of those things or wrap it in foil and put it in the microwave. But please, whatever you do, don't turn the microwave on. You're liable to blow your house up. So that microwave acts as a Faraday cage, all right? You didn't know that? Well, now you do. Wrap it in foil. Wrap your phone in foil so it can't transmit or receive, but you got to turn it off first. Don't put it in there turned on. Won't do you any good. Got to turn it off. Wrap it in foil. Aluminum foil, it's all right. Turn off all TVs, computers, and radios and disconnect from the internet for 2 hours. At 4 p.m. Eastern Time, turn on the TV and dial up mainstream news to see what, if anything, they're reporting before turning on your cell phone. All right. Now, here's the reason. Having this conversation last night with a person that I did, he suggested that what all this is about, this is fear-mongering. And what happens when you're scared? The fight or flight mode kicks in. And when that happens, what do? To your immune system? You weaken it. That's intentional. Because with a weak, scared immune system in fight or flight mode, and you got your cell phone on, it makes it so much easier for whatever frequencies, if in fact it occurs. All right? Don't comply. Don't let fear in. God gave you a sound mind not to live within the spirit of fear. All right? That easy. So now you got your instructions on October 4th, and you can find out whether or not there has been any repercussions at all. You can go online and see if you see any reports after that when you connect to the internet again. You know, 200,000 people died in Minneapolis because, you know, they had their cell phones on and they got hit with the frequency and all their brains blew up. And I really seriously think this whole thing, is scare tactics to see how many people are going to comply and see if they can't access your phone. Well, one, how do they know where you are? Because you've sealed it up in a Faraday bag or put it in the microwave or both. How do they know? Okay. How do they know? They don't know. All right. For those of you Harry Potter fans out there, we just got word that Dumbledore, played by Sir Michael Gambone, has passed away. For those of you who care. Also in the movie business. Yeah. This is the 50th anniversary. And it's in your face. Oh, they're pushing this hard and heavy. Yes, Reagan is back in the news again, and it's not Ronald. Ew, which Reagan do you think it is? The head-spinning exorcist Reagan. Yeah, 50 years old.
Oh, yeah, Reagan.
Yeah.
She's in here with us.
Yeah, that movie is 50 years old. And of course, they're going to put it in your face. Man, they haven't stopped, have they? You know, I don't know how many times I've seen it, but each time, see, the ministry that I was in back in the late 70s was actually showing this movie to advanced classes that were studying the scriptures and explaining to them about exorcism, about demonic possession, about Beelzebub, about Legion. You know, Christ even identified and cast him out. He said, my name is Legion and we are many. So obviously, you know, they had to, William Peter Blatty, when he wrote the book, had to incorporate that to extol the virtue of all these devil spirits. You know, there's numerous places in the Bible where it shows about, and nobody stood there with their little cleric on going, throwing holy water on a subject, going, the power of Christ compels you. I mean, you know, when she threw up that pea green soup, I yelled out in the theater, is it soup yet? And the whole place cracked up. I mean, they were all like clutching out of their chairs. I could see them all. You know, when you realize what they're really trying to do. Oh, of course, there was a fire on the set. The set burned. Somebody died during the filming. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Ellen Burstyn, who played Chris McNeil, the mom. She injured her back during that scene where it threw her against the wall. You know, they had to do that with such force, she got hurt in the process. I mean, this is crazy, isn't it? Yep, it's all in your face. This is all part of, you know, what's going on. And some people say, it's the end times. Okay. We know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall come, right? Now back to Reprobate City. Senor Bob. That's Bob Menendez out there, New Jersey Senator, Democrat, pleads not guilty to bribery charges during his arraignment at a Manhattan federal district court yesterday. He and his wife both pled not guilty. Truth's going to come out, and you're going to exonerate me, and you're going to vote me right back into office, said Mr. Reprobate Menendez. Oh, my. And the political theater continues. And, of course, now we have word that Kevin McCarthy is telling Biden head on, here's the deal. So what if Mitch and all of his little crony rhino buddies there in the Senate decided to come up with a solution to keep the government from shutting down October 1st? McCarthy has finally come out and said, here's the way it's going to play out. Biden, if you don't stop this border crisis nonsense now, I'm going to make sure we don't get a vote in the House on any of this stuff, any of these spending bills. Nothing's going to happen. I'm going to shut it all off. And come October 1st, the government is going to shut down. Do you hear me, Joe? That's pretty much what he said. And Biden's sitting there going, huh? Doing a Scooby, shoving an ice cream cone in his face, watching Commander bite another Secret Service agent. Yeah, political theater again. They want to make sure you know Congress is doing something. Now, and for those of you all of a sudden thinking, oh my God, my Social Security check. What are we gonna, The government's going to shut down. Oh, stop whining. You'll still get them. The end of the month, it doesn't matter if there's no resolution to the gridlock and parts of the federal government start to grind to a halt. You are still going to get your checks. Even though hundreds of thousands of federal employees are going to be furloughed, including those within Social Security, you are still going to get your deposit or your check or whatever the case may be. Don't worry. Those of you, I feel sorry that, you know, we all have to be dependent on this. I used to call it welfare for seniors. You see how misled I got? Till, you know, I finally sat down and just read up on it. Once I did the research and understood that, okay, this is money they took from me early in my working career that I slaved over, put up with bosses' BS over. And now that I'm done, they say, well, when you hit retirement age, you see how the brainwash works? Retirement age? I'm going, what's that? I have no intention of retiring. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden received payments from China wired directly to his father's address, according to a House Oversight Committee. Pathological liar. Biden, you know, remember what he said? I never got involved in my son's business dealings. Uh-huh. Yeah. Pathological liar? Perhaps. Moron? For sure. How do you allow $250,000 plus in July and August of 2019 from Beijing payments made right to the president's Wilmington, Delaware home? Wow. So all this stuff has come out. And of course, are they seriously trying to bankrupt Donald Trump in New York? Good luck with that. You know he's going to appeal Judge Engoron, Arthur Engoron, Sir Arthur Engoron. Does he think he's one of the Knights of the Round Table? Yeah. So basically this ruling, this 34-page ruling he put out, I mean, literally, it just went crazy. 351 comments about how Donald Trump's New York fraud ruling impacts his businesses, right? So again, Don, you know, Chris Christie last night in the debates called him Donald Duck. This shows you how much Chris Christie has little respect. So in the ruling, the judge wrote the receiver, because they're going to appoint a receiver, which means he's got to file bankruptcy. And they're going to manage the dissolution of the canceled business certificates for limited liability corporations or LLCs. And of course, you got Trump Tower, 40 Wall Street. You know, is according to the assumption those assets would be sold or just to be managed under the moderator? They're going to try to milk $250 million out of Trump. Now, if he were to sell Trump Tower, 40 Wall Street, I'm sure the amount of money he would get would far exceed it. But you know what? He is going to appeal this. You can't get justice. Not in New York City. No. Not when you're a Republican and you're a businessman. No. Not going to happen like that. That's a look at our top five news stories here for this morning. 19 minutes after the hour, 7 a.m. Central Time. Do you remember this soldier that crossed the border into North Korea trying to flee the United States Army? Well, Private Second Class Travis King is back in American custody now after North Korea expelled him. Yeah, he broke away from a guided tour at the border village of Panmunjom. That was the one Billy Joel wrote about in We Can't Start the Fire. On July 18th, and fled across the border into North Korean territory, where he's captured and said he wanted to seek asylum. Nope, sorry, we're sending you home. They can deal with you. Yeah, oh, this guy's going to get... let's see, what do they do with AWOL? Let's see, we're talking about desertion, time in the stockade. Wow. Yeah, it's not going to be pretty for Army Private Second Class Travis King. Green outrage in the UK. They've approved new oil and gas drilling in the North Sea in a bid to boost energy security. Well, I wonder why that is. Because they already see that the wind thing isn't working. And they're like, you know what? Our people are going to starve if we don't do this. Already the country's going broke. We need to drill for new oil and gas. You see, they're already looking at what the WEF and everybody is promoting, going, no, not going to happen. And you talk about love interest gone awry. I'll show you how bad it's gotten with people, especially the teenagers in Gen Z and below. Now, this happened in London, I'm sorry to say. A teenage boy has been arrested after a girl attending a top private school was stabbed to death on a morning bus, apparently after turning down a romantic gesture of flowers. The boy tried to give the 15-year-old girl on this bus in Croydon, South London, shortly after 8:30 yesterday morning, gave her flowers, and she rebuffed his kind gesture. Every parent's worst nightmare. Despite police and ambulance crews fighting to save her, she was declared dead at the scene of multiple stab wounds. Arrest was made within 75 minutes. They believe the victim and the suspect may have been known to one another. Well, duh! Names of both parties not released. However, if you're the parents of that 15-year-old schoolgirl or the teenage boy that stabbed her, perhaps you should look inward at what kind of child you sent off packing to school. Big risk, huh? That's why they call it every parent's worst nightmare, losing your kid before you die. This is just crazy, though. She says, no, I don't want your flowers. I don't like you. And the next thing you know, he pulls a knife out and starts plunging it into her. See, what kind of generation do we have growing? We expect them to take care of us when they're doing stuff like this? Yeah. Well, you know, Satan's running loose all over the place, huh? The mayor of Cape Town, Africa, South Africa, has unlocked additional resources after 2 days of devastating weather and flooding. Cape Town Jordan Hill Lewis signed a major incident declaration, unlocking additional resources and relief measures. The Klein River burst its banks during heavy downpours in the Western Cape Province September 24th and 25th, causing at least 11 deaths. In Bangladesh, nearly 1,000 people have died of dengue fever in a severe outbreak, country's most severe of the disease yet. Extraordinarily wet monsoons have made it easier for mosquitoes that carry the dengue virus to breed it in dirty and stagnant water and then circulate it. Of course, dengue fever causes, in severe cases, internal bleeding, which, of course, if you bleed out, you're going to die. Taiwan has unveiled its first domestic submarine to fend off China, a feat only made possible with the secretive help of other countries. The Kaohsiung Dockyard is where this shipbuilder CSBC Corp's diesel electric vessel got its first sea trial. Haikun is one of the eight new vessels being developed under a multi-billion dollar program to bolster Taiwan's naval defenses in the event of war with you-know-who. Yep. Here's some other good news. I could have put it under good news, but since it does involve two cosmonauts and an astronaut from NASA, they managed to return to Earth yesterday after being stuck in space for just over a year. American Frank Rubio set a record for the longest U.S. space flight as a result of the extended stay. Yeah, welcome to the Holiday Inn. Yeah. The trio landed in a remote area of Kazakhstan, descending in the Soyuz capsule that was rushed up as a replacement after the original ride was hit by space junk and lost all its coolant while docked to the International Space Station. Should have been a six-month mission turned into a 371-day stay. Don't worry, we'll leave the light on for you. Yep. By the way, Russia holds the world record of most days spent in space at 437 days set in the mid-90s. Moving on to U.S. news and politics and government here at 25 After. Trump is never MIA, as all of his rivals got on the debate stage yesterday. And what was I doing? Watching two rerun episodes of The Pretender on Prime Video. I was watching The Pretender while all these debates were up there with all these pretender candidates are up there, all of them polling in single digits and accusing Trump of not showing up and defending his record. Wow. I mean, the debates were worse than Britney Spears doing a Ginsu Knives takeoff on social media in celebration of Halloween and Michael Myers. Oh, what a joke. And they all were talking at the same time, and the moderators, I mean, lost control. I mean, Dana Perino threatened to shut off Burgum's microphone if he didn't shut up. I mean, you gotta love it. That's why I didn't bother watching it. I can go look and see what the news is saying about it and decipher what a joke this debate is. It's made Fox News look like total proverbial left-wing caca. And so obviously now, believe it or not, now we got new narratives out about the Maui fires. Yeah, Overgrown Gully could hold the answers. Overgrown Gully. Oh, the neighbor saw it. They haven't done anything. They haven't trimmed it. Yeah, stump of an abandoned utility pole, two burned trees, the melted remains of an old car tire. Oh, yeah, that caused the whole thing, right? They really are trying to come up with so many different excuses. They want to blame Hawaiian Electric Company and the power lines and don't want to even talk about. Why are all those melted cars even and boats out in the ocean and people, you know, melted that were in the water, people trying to get out, melted in cars as they tried to flee Lahaina? Whoa, something weird's going on here. That's why everybody's looking at directed energy weapons in China in our conversation we had with Steve Favis. A group of 20 attorneys general has requested the Supreme Court to overturn a lower court's ruling on enforcing bans on homeless encampments. This week, 20 attorneys general from Republican-controlled states petitioned the high court in Johnson versus City of Grants Pass after the appeals court of the Ninth Circuit ruled last year that Oregon's City of Grants Pass violated the Constitution's Eighth Amendment by enforcing an ordinance to prevent people from sleeping in public if they've got no other place to go. Yeah. So much for two-tiered system of justice. We'll be back with more news headlines after these important words. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regarest while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regarest keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regarest in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regarest from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regarest, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here at Broadcast Central. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. All of you people listening off the Rents Radio Network, as well as our numerous radio stations, AM and FMs across the country. We appreciate that. You can listen to us on the archives as well. If you have access to thepowerhour.com, you can go on there and pick from any of our broadcasts and listen to them. Share them with your friends. Share the links. And back to the news again here. So much for the two-tiered system of justice, huh? A U.S. House of Representatives panel that is overseeing, this is House Ways and Means Committee, by the way, they released additional information from whistleblowers Gary Shapley and Joseph Zeigler. This tranche of materials includes emails and other documents received from these two IRS whistleblowers. And there is an August 2020 email from Leslie Wolf, a U.S. DOJ attorney helping to oversee the investigation of Hunter Biden, telling investigators in the email to redraft a search warrant to remove mention of, quote, political figure one, unquote. Gee, I wonder who that is. You talk about cover up. There you have it. They go after Trump. Yep, this guy gets to skate. Biden's getting all this money wired to him. When his son is in California, he's in Delaware, and all this money starts flowing. Huh. Hunter's making phone calls. You want access? Pay up. I think that's how it's all going to shake out. Again, political theater. More on the Biden family crime syndicate. James Biden told the FBI he tried to help a Chinese official buy a U.S. facility developing a port in Louisiana. Oh, my. Chinese investors buying a port in Louisiana. And when he was interviewed as part of an investigation last year, disclosed the Chinese ultimately did not go through with the deal. That also made available to the House Ways and Means Committee to vote yesterday to release this new batch of documents. Yeah, James Biden recalled that the life-changing meeting was the deal with Monkey Island, according to the memo. We've included a copy of that in PDF for those of you that want to read it on our email blast. And you remember going through the drive-through and you go to the speaker and you order their junk food and you hear, "You want some fries with that?" Well, we got a video on our email blast, Houston, Texas. Jack in the Box. This is a burger chain, okay? One of its employees allegedly pulled a gun and shot at a drive-through customer who complained about not getting curly fries with his combo meal. I don't know which is worse. You know, I guess, you know, because of the fact the guy didn't die, it was not as bad as the 15-year-old private school girl that got stabbed to death in London over refusing flowers, but where's my curly fries? And all of a sudden the guy just says, "All right, that's it." Pulls a gun out, bam, bam, starts ripping rounds. Yep. The incident occurred, believe it or not, in March of 2021. But the reason we're telling you now is because they just released the surveillance video. They just released it. What on earth? How did they manage to hold on to that surveillance video for that length of time? That's what I want to know, where we were investigating it. Well, did the guy get his curly fries or not? Or did he get a 9mm slug on the side of his car? I mean, what did he get? Well, you got to be careful. And here you thought all they did in some of these burger joints was urinate on your hamburger. Oh, no. Oh, no, no. It gets, now you got to worry about something else. That'll teach you not to complain going through a drive-thru. This meat is cold. Boom. You're gone. Yeah. Yeah, you call that a large? Yeah, I could just see it now. And of course, when you look at Congress and how dysfunctional it is, now these guys are getting paid big bucks to decide how we should live. And here's a classic example of how our Senate conducts its business. It received achieved a rare bipartisan milestone yesterday. Here is the bill they passed. Show our respect to the Senate. And they call it, the acronym is the Shorts Act. And what do you think brought that on? Good night, everybody. Wearing his shorts on the Senate floor. Now he has to wear pants because the Senate has now restored the dress code because they figure that Fetterslot, the Democratic senator that people are going, why did we elect him in Pennsylvania? Yeah, wore shorts into Congress, into the Senate floors, into our hallowed halls. Yeah, hallowed my foot. Yeah, Chucky Schumer allowed the dress code to lapse in deference to Fetterman. Of course, he wore hoodies and shorts as part of the working class persona. Yeah, I guarantee you Joe the Plumber would not dress like that. And now Fetterman can't dress like that anymore either. Now he's got to wear a suit and tie, and now they voted to, the Shorts Act. Oh, my God. Show respect to the Senate. Show our respect to the Senate. Shorts acronym. Cut. And we're paying them for this. What a joke. You really got to take a hard look at all these senators that are up for re-election in 2024. You really need to take a hard look. And of course, Judge Tanya Chutkan has refused to recuse herself from Donald Trump's January 6th case. Well, that's based on the comments her lawyers are arguing that she's made at sentencing hearings for multiple J6 defendants. And she's mentioned Trump, and she's mentioned, all the comments she's made are biased against Trump. So we already know that when this trial goes down, she's probably going to overrule any objection Trump attorneys make. And when she starts doing that, understand that all of these objections, don't panic, because Trump's attorneys are making note of all the objections and they're going to appeal all of those objections to the D.C. Court of Appeals and then to the Supreme Court. Oh, they're going to take this thing for a ride, folks. Under Second Amendment news, a new gun control law, two of them, regulating gun control in California, signed by the devil himself on Tuesday. The laws prohibit people from carrying firearms in most public places and doubles the taxes on guns and ammo sold in California. Federal government currently taxes gun and ammo sales at a rate of 10 or 11%. The new law adds another 11% tax to the sales of guns and ammo. This makes California the only state with a separate tax on guns and ammo, according to Brady, a gun control advocacy organization. Well, I hope you're all happy with yourself, because when your major cities start to implode and no one can defend itself, and they start turning on residential neighborhoods, see, because right now it's just smash and grab in all the businesses. I wrote about that in my new book, Doomed to Repeat, which is soon to be released on Substack in parts. You know, the studies, and I talk about this in the book, the studies are that during the height of like the 2020 riots from Floyd, Katrina, that, you know, gangs targeted businesses and hardware stores and places of sustenance, grocery stores. Well, see, in the event of EMP or anything else that goes down, these people, after they completely have looted everything and there's nothing left to take, they have to go somewhere else to find the means to survive. And that means they're going to start going into residential neighborhoods. And they're going to start going door to door to see who left their door unlocked, or who's got a big giant fence up, or who's got dogs in the front yard. And they're all going to stand out there in front of the lawn there and go, you know. Yeah, I could just hear him on the inside of the house. Who's that knocking at my door? Remember Popeye? Yeah. Yeah, that's what's going to happen in the neighborhood coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Yeah. Under economy and business, Victoria's Secret goes woke. And how's that possible? Well, let's see. Oh, here's another reason why. This more diverse fashion show they put on. And since then, they've had a $1 billion backlash. Stock price, sales are down a stunning $1.8 billion since 2018. Revenue for the last full fiscal year fell by 6.5%. Net income down nearly half. Yep, they paid the price, the Bud Light price, for its go woke, get broke by business model shift away from sexy lingerie to more culturally relevant marketing. This is a code for plus size women, transgender models, and androgynous fashion. All right, all you closet queens out there want to go march on Victoria's Secret? You're probably the only business they're getting right now. Yep. Their much-watched fashion show, which gave into social justice warriors, many of whom live at home and don't even have the discretionary income to buy their products anyway, apparently not a good business decision. Amy Hauk, the leader who was named head of their secret brand in 2022 touted ambitious plans to rebuild its product offerings, now announced her departure after 6 months. Funny how that works. Oh, this sounds awful familiar, doesn't it? Yeah. Like Bud Light, like those people at Bud Light that decided to put Dylan Mulvaney on a can. Ah. Yeah, they're gone. Too much pressure. Rhode Island Bank Washington Trust, the oldest community bank in the United States, has agreed to pay $9 million to resolve allegations that it engaged in redlining. Do we all know what that is? Yep. This company was founded in 1800 in Rhode Island. The bank has never offered its home loan services at a branch location in a majority Black or Latino neighborhood throughout the state, according to regulators. So they took it to court, and now Washington Trust gets to pop for $9 million out of its funds, right, to discourage this longstanding racist policy of banks blocking people of color from getting mortgages. Redlining is what it's called. Understand something. It's not so much blocking people of color, but you got to let them apply. And like everybody else that gets equal treatment, they have to evaluate their mortgage loan application, just like they do for whitey here. They got to do it. And if the blacks don't qualify or the Latinos don't qualify, giving them bad loans that they know are going to go bad is as bad as what happened during the mortgage crisis, which started back in 02 and 03, culminating in 08 when everything started going to hell in a handbasket on Wall Street. I wrote about it in Clouded Titles. So that's why we have that book there, so you can engage and understand what's going on here. Now, everybody gets treated equally when it comes to getting a mortgage, and they have to do a credit check. They have to look at your payment history. They have to look at how much money you make. They have to look at your debt to income ratio. They have to look at all of that stuff, right? And if they're denying loans because they would be bad loans, yeah, see, now you get into that little gray area. But if it's like, sorry, you're black or you're Hispanic and we're not going to give you a loan application because you probably couldn't pay your loan anyway. Yeah, that would be redlining. That was a scourge for a while. Well, not at Washington Trust anymore, apparently. And isn't it funny how politicians always pin the tail on the wrong donkey? I'm talking about Biden and his 12-minute visit to the UAW picket line in Wayne County, Michigan, to pose for photos. It was all it was a photo op. He doesn't bring up the electric vehicle issues that are scaring the hell out of the union workers. He doesn't bring any of that up. No. And so Trump shows up and says yesterday, Joe Biden came to Michigan to pose for photos at the picket line. But it's his policies that send Michigan auto workers to the unemployment line. And of course, this drew a roar of boos against Biden. And of course, now we have another article, which you'll have to get into and jump on and read about these Gen Z folk. This is the generation that grew up with the internet. And the article claims that they're not invulnerable to becoming the victim of online hackers and scammers. In fact, more so than their baby boomer grandparents do. Wow. Amazing how that works. They get so addicted to the internet and they get themselves out there, put their privacy aspects out there, put everything out there, probably their passcodes, and just go surf every which way. And all of a sudden, somebody hacks and scams them. Now, what can I say? You get what you get. Jeff in North Carolina, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. They love your perspective and your show, as usual. Excellent point. I just have a question. I heard this either yesterday or the day before. You were talking about the mRNA injections going into the meat and everything. You had that guy on. I have a question. for somebody that likes to occasionally go out to eat, maybe the I love going to Golden Corral and these other places. So how do you know what restaurants or any of them are doing this kind of thing? How would you know?
You won't. And that would be, I hate to say it, but anything like Sirloin Stockade, Golden Corral. I mean, you can imagine what kind of discount meat they buy because they're serving it in bulk. I'm sure Brady in Vegas have a few words to say about that, given what they serve there. I wouldn't trust it. Maybe now. But see, here's the thing. When you get places that talk about the expression farm to table, that is the kind of place I probably would go eat at. The local Greasy Spoon or diner out there that has connections with the local butcher, and it never hurts to ask questions. So that's my take on not ingesting a bunch of modified RMA and mRNA injected beef.
Oh yeah, right. So pretty much all of the, what you're saying and what the other guy was saying, that most of the, as far as like the big chains and the big chain restaurants and stuff, they don't have any say. They're just going to buy in bulk and then just whatever they get, correct?
Yep. Yeah, they're going to feed it to you because you're there, you're willing to pay, and they want to stay in business, and they don't care what kind of meat they feed you. Nothing has been disclosed to them. There's no informed consent. Therefore, you eat without informed consent that the stuff you're eating is tainted with mRNA. But here's the other thing about mRNA and the beef. Supposedly, they have to keep the cow, once they're injected with anything, they got to keep them in this quarantined area for 90 days before letting them out into the meat supply to go to the slaughterhouse, right? You think 90 days, when it takes COVID 6 months to get out of the human system with this modified mRNA, that 90 days is enough? I think once they're injected, the junk is in the system and it doesn't matter. They're going to get that jab into you one way or another. So, you know, it's the graphene oxide I'm worried about and just the overdose of it. So, yeah, I hate to say it, but, you know, you're going to have to find a local butcher that does farm to table that will tell you, swear to God, I get my meat from a guy that doesn't jab his cows. That's who you're going to have to get your meat from. And cook your steak at home and have a nice family outing.
Okay. And also, this, from what the guy was saying and from the information, all the information you take in, that, I mean, they're injecting this stuff into chickens and everything, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
They sure are.
Well, this is like no mercy, man. They're just like coming at us every way possible. They're going to come at us every single way possible.
Uh-huh. Good deduction there, Jeff.
All right, Dave. All right. Well, that's it, man. I appreciate you, and I'll listen to you. Thanks a lot, okay?
Sounds good. Have a blessed day. In the health category, by the way, there are certain mouthwashes, according to a new study out of Turkey, believe it or not, that many consumer mouthwash products currently in the market are loaded with deadly chemicals linked to cardiovascular disease, cancer, and more. They took 45 mouthwash formulas used by 17 different commercial mouthwash brands sold at Istanbul's five largest chain stores. Many of these, by the way, are used as and sold as mouthwash products in the U.S. And, of course, they tested these formulas, finding glycerin associated with kidney and liver deterioration found in 31 or more than 68% of the tested mouthwashes. Sodium saccharin, an artificial sweetener known to cause cancer, found in 29 or more than 64% of them. Propylene glycol, are we talking about the antifreeze again? Chemical linked to organ failure when consumed in larger amounts, found in 28 of them or 62% of the tested mouthwashes, which is why we have Vitamir Natural toothpaste and mouthwash at the Power Mall. Oh, you knew I was going to get to something, right? That's what you need to order. Oculomotor dysfunction, a frequently misdiagnosis in eye disease. Fortunately, there are certain doctors who can identify and effectively resolve the condition for good. Have a story on that. Don't forget, you know, we have iComplex CS at the Power Mall. The 15-minute city, The statement should be read at every city council meeting in America, especially this Council for Governments. And what they're trying to do? Yeah. We've got some information on there that you need to pay attention to, with links to the training center, local activist accelerator. And you need to beat a path to the city council meetings before we lose free speech altogether, because reality is escaping out of the back door. Yep. Everything you've seen from the Great Panic of 2020 forward, it's a foretaste of what's about to come. Going to try to reach out to Clayton Llewellyn here after the top of the hour break and talk about National Preparedness Month here on the Power Hour. Important messages coming up. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.